ABC Radio Oxford. Welcome to the show, I'm Fleur Osterjack. Now, creativity can come to us in the most interesting, random and unique ways. For musician Linda Lamont, that was when she attended an international science festival and her song Are We Alone was born. Let's take a little listen. Linda Lamont's new song, Are We Alone? And I'm super happy to say that Linda joins me now. Hey Linda, how you doing?
Yeah, that was a great introduction about your creativity.
For being on the toilet, Linda.
I'll tell you what, we've got two great things in common. I love Lady Gaga too.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm very, very curious, as you are.
Good.
And it was curiosity that got me to the science festival, and it was Dr. Brian May actually that opened my eyes to it, because as you know, he's not only a great rock star, but mm-hmm. he's an astrophysicist, and it was him that convinced me to go. I wasn't sure whether I was going to actually survive a stuffy science festival, and I thought, well, what the hell, it's in Tenerife, if I get bored I can go on the beach.
I mean, very good theory there. I mean, I can't argue against that.
Yeah. Anyway, I was absolutely, my mind was blown away. I mean, there were people there, you know, Professor Stephen Hawking, Buzz Aldrin, the first man that walked, you know, second man that walked on the moon. Brian May, of course, was there rocking everybody at night, and Brian Cox and Brian Eno. It was just amazing. It was just jaw-dropping stuff. But it wasn't so much that these were like international stars. I mean, there's lots of top whack scientists as well. Robert Wilson, for any students that might be listening, he discovered the microwave background. It was what they were saying, because I'm a 60s girl, you know, and mm-hmm. when I went to school, we were encouraged to study science. It's still lacking now, but it was dire in those days, so you just gave up.
Yeah, I was really bad at science, but I'm also like, how do we know how the sky works and the universe works and all of that? So I'm still curious. I think it's just, I never had the focus.
Well, on the whole, I mean, these speakers were advised to just speak to the normal person, not to their peers. And what came out was mind-blowing, because I left the conference realising that we only understand a very small amount of the universe, even now, after, you know, all these years since we've been studying the cosmos. And even more interesting, the fact that there's a thing called dark matter out there, which is, you know, people are more aware of these days. But there's 95% of the universe. We don't know what makes it up, what the matter is. So there's questions like that that are very, very much still there. And I was writing notes down. And then, of course, I decided, being a musician, I made some lyrics out of them, and the song was born. But the lyrics you hear on the song are very much a condensed version of what I actually learned from the festival. And it really got me back into science in a big way.
That's really nice that you've actually, I mean, at school it wasn't really something that was for you at the time, it didn't really grab your attention, but that's the good thing about being an adult, is that it's never too late. That's one thing I've realised growing up, is that it's actually never too late to try something new or to relearn something. And I like that part of the lyrics in your song are like bright stars and knowing who you are. Do you think like stars are a nice reflection on, just a reminder that you are like a tiny dot in this whole world, so whatever you're worrying about is actually not worth worrying about at all?
No, and of course we're all made of star stuff. Carl Sagan said that, of course. Mm-hmm. And the most amazing thing is that at the moment there's quite a lot of money being spent on trying to discover this fourth neutrino. Now, a neutrino is the smallest particle that we've discovered. And scientists are getting very excited about the fact that if we can discover this neutrino, and I mean they're spending millions of pounds on it, then we might get nearer to finding out what dark matter and dark energy is. And, what you know, this will, you know, be a huge discovery, and actually it will recreate the CERN standard model, which is a standard model for everything we know about the universe at the moment. So it's a very exciting time, and what people don't realise is that it's only the last 100 years, really. We're only at the beginning of the discovery of what's going on out there in the cosmos. So, yeah, and are we alone? That's the big question everybody's asking, isn't it?
And that is the song title. You're like your own little Einstein, but, you know, you're also very musical about it. So, Linda, how can people check you out online?
It's www.lindalamon.com.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much for speaking to me. It's a real pleasure. You remind me of myself, very curious, you know, as you said, big fan of Lady Gaga, and you kind of think a bit beyond the purpose of life, and I always think that. So thank you so much, Linda. Have a good rest of your evening and a lovely weekend.
Thank you for inviting me. Bye.
Thank you so much.